Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, we had a conversation much earlier in the program where we had a difference of opinion.
Yeah, well, you've got these three Melbourne teenagers who are under fire for pranking members of the public by shooting a fake AK-47 towards them. And the videos of the pranks have been uploaded online. This has been going on for some time. They're depicting these teenagers in Middle Eastern attire, pointing and shooting this fake gun. And in another video, they're shown dumping a backpack and then running off, with bystanders believing there's a bomb that's in the backpack. It's just been left behind. Now, they think it's a joke. They've had a huge reaction on social media. A lot of people watching the videos.
They've got lawyers, haven't they?
They've talked about how they get advice from lawyers. They say that they take great effort to make sure that there are kids and elderly people who are not involved or not in the vicinity of when they're making the video. Unfortunately for them, there's been a couple of instances where young kids have seen what's going on and have been very alarmed and, in fact, quite scared. And they've clearly drawn a lot of criticism.
I'm lining up with all those who are criticising them, and you...
Well, I'm not criticising. I'm just saying it's a group of teenagers pranking people. And
let's talk to one of them,
because we've lost our sense of humour.
They've been doing the rounds of the media. Max Jalal is one of them. He's on the line with us now. Hello, Max. You there, Max?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just to clarify this, we played some of your interview with Neil Mitchell yesterday, where you've gone through your arguments, and this morning you have been getting a lot of criticism, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
Has it made you rethink about making any more videos, or will you continue doing it?
We'll continue making entertainment videos, but just not on that level.
What's the aim here with the videos? Do you do them because you've got a good sense of humour and you're looking for a career in there, or are you doing it because you want to become famous?
We're just doing it to entertain, to be honest.
I get the impression hearing you that maybe you're realising you may have gone too far.
Yeah, of course.
So you would admit that you've gone too far in some of the videos?
For that last one, I do admit that we went too far.
So you're going to pull back in future?
Yeah, of course. We're going to turn it down.
So the issue here is the fake AK-47?
Yeah.
You won't be using that? Where did you get it from, actually?
It's actually a shisha. You know what a shisha is? The thing that people smoke?
Yeah.
They call it a hookah, argilla, or a shisha. And it's just an AK-47 one. We got sponsored by Aussie Hookah, and they sent it down for us, and we just pulled it apart. And it's just like, it's gold and it has a fluoro tip, so it's not like, Yeah.
So it's not a replica, it's not a proper replica of an AK-47.
No.
But you do seem to be pulling back from all of this. Have you had legal advice? Is there a possibility you could be in trouble here?
There is a possibility, yes.
So there is a possibility of some police action against you now?
Yeah.
And you mentioned yesterday that you've got lawyers who actually give you advice on how you make your videos.
Yeah.
So it's not exactly just three young guys sitting in a bedroom in Melbourne planning some pranks.
The ideas come from us.
Yeah, but just to clarify what you've just said, though, have the police been in contact with you?
Not at the moment.
But you've been told by your lawyers that they could?
Possibly, yeah.
And have you been told to essentially withdraw from this and perhaps issue some sort of a mea culpa?
We've been told by our lawyers not to do these type of videos.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
They advised not to.
How do you feel about all the criticism that's come your way?
I think it's a good lesson, to be honest. It's a good wake-up call.
So in 24 hours, because yesterday with Neil Mitchell, you were pretty firmly supporting what you'd done. The last 24 hours has perhaps given you a different message, has it?
When I spoke to Neil, this is Max, by the way, I never supported what we did over the interview.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Did you hang up on Neil yesterday?
No, that was the younger one.
Oh, right. Sorry. So it was
and
your,
he hung up.
Oh, it was him. Okay. All right, Max. Yeah. So you've realised you've gone too far with all of this, and you're essentially saying enough is enough. We won't do it again.
Yeah.
All right. How old are you, Max?
I'm 20.
All right. What does your family and your parents think about it?
No comment on that.
Yeah. I can't imagine they'd be all that happy, would they?
No, they wouldn't.
And you are aware that we're living in an age of terrorism where people are very frightened when these things happen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just amazed you didn't think that through before you did it.
Yeah, but I think we had a different idea in our head, and we didn't look at it through other people's eyes. Like, to us, we were poking fun terrorists and stuff.
You're sounding very chastened, Max.
Very what?
Very chastened. You're sounding like you've learned a lesson.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for
that. Thanks, Max. Good luck.
Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 13 13 32.
Hollywood might come calling. You know what? I still can't get... Yes, people get angry about it and want to criticise it, but I can't get that upset about it.
Well, let's see what people think.
I get more upset about kids losing their lives in street racing.
13 13 32 is the number here.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.